Hello, this is 8-Bit Sammy, and we are back for episode 3. We're actually back this time, so yeah, we're
deal back. With it.
Yeah. I'm Ryan, your host, and I'm joined today by
Rick,
Steve,
hello,
all the people you know and love. Today we're going to be talking about what sequels we'd like, but first we're just going to go on a little segment about what we've been playing recently. So, Ricky, would you like to start off?
I downloaded on Xbox Live the new Medal of Honor beta.
Oh, yeah. After I told you about it.
Yeah, yeah, lucky you did actually. I've seen like trailers for it and read various reviews, and I do like what I see, but I'm quite disappointed with the multiplayer and the beta.
Yeah, the graphics did look a bit shoddy if anything.
Yeah, they didn't look great, I have to admit.
That could just be like an install thing, like where it should perk up if you install it to the Xbox and stuff. But I don't know otherwise.
I don't know. I like it, yeah. But I'm not a fan of the way it's looking at the minute. I'm still going to get the game because I think the campaign does look good.
I just hope they sort the campaign out from... I just hope it's not like Battlefield 3's campaign because that was wank. I didn't like that.
No.
Yeah. I think the gameplay's really good on it, but along the demo, or the beta, whatever you want to call it. That was... Yeah, I thought the gameplay was good.
Yeah, like really, really good.
I like them cakes, but... To be honest, it's nothing we've not seen before, really.
But then that's what you get with all sort of war.
Yeah, you can't change war games, really.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I do like what they're doing with the multiplayer. Like, you can pick your own, like, special force.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Because any chance I get to wear a balaclava and a gas mask and speak like a Cockney again in a video game, it's nice.
Yeah.
I guess we should move on it because that's all.
Yeah, we don't want to drag on too much about it.
Yeah, okay, Steven, what have you been playing?
I've been playing the new Forza Horizon demo.
Oh shit, is that out?
Yeah,
oh,
God. It's pretty good. It's sort of like Need for Speed, but then it's got the physics and epicness of Forza.
Wow, I didn't even know it was out.
Really good. The graphics are really nice.
So nice.
Oh,
so nice.
And it's made by the people. It's not made by Turn 10, is it? It's not.
When you load it up, there's. It comes up as Turn 10, but there is a different company that makes it with them.
Yeah, I think it was the company that made Dirt 2, like one of the developers.
Dirt 2 was good.
Was it Codemasters or something like that?
Maybe. Codemasters did...
Formula 1 game.
Yes, yeah, I was thinking it was Formula 1, but it wasn't... I don't really... It was recent, wasn't it?
Yeah, they've done the last, like, 2010, I think. Yeah. Like 11. Yeah.
They're not really good games.
Oh, no. Formula 1...
The demo...
Oh, no, yeah, you're right.
The most recent Formula 1 demo was alright, but...
Yeah, but I did like it. The crashing ain't really realistic.
Yeah, that was the whole thing about the Gran Turismo game on PS3. Like, you drive the car, crash into a wall at like 100 miles per hour. It's just like bounces right off.
Yeah, that's probably why Burnout was probably one of the best driving games.
Yeah, destructive.
That's what I'm looking forward for Most Wanted later. I think it's actually Halloween when it comes out.
So oh really?
Yeah, not too long for that.
Coming in. Can I just say, for those who play racing games, whether on Xbox or PlayStation, and you have the, obviously you cycle through the camera, like whatever camera angle you like, I personally like being inside the car, and I know Steve does as well, you will not be disappointed. I know it's not realistic because, you know, you're not driving the cars, but it just looks so much better and more realistic, and it feels as though you are actually taking control of the Mitsubishi Evo 10 that we drove.
Yeah.
In colour white, it looks beautiful, my head. And yeah, it just looks so nice, and it's the whole heavenly.
Yeah.
I will say, it's open world, isn't it?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. They make you do like a first race, and then after that, you can just free roam around it. It's not the whole world; it's only a selection of it that is.
I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing you'll be able to unlock certain parts.
Yeah.
What's that? GTA, you get to unlock different
Islands, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, like over.
But I don't know if you've noticed, but in the demo, there's like an out of bounds thing. If you go,
it's like a
blue wall. If you go out of that, even if you go out a fucking little bit, like crazy, you get fucking zapped straight back in.
But they have in the demo, they have like speed traps and speed cameras that sort of like. So you'll be driving along the road and you've got to try and get the highest speed possible, and that's like, so just sort of more things to.
Yeah, it sounds a lot good. That's going to be a bit of competition then with Most Wanted, then, because that was sort of its thing back in the day, wasn't
it?
Yeah. I reckon Most Wanted will win out of it, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everyone missed the Most Wanted series.
No, did you play, I think it was Hot Pursuit?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
Well, it's made. Well, Criterion are the people that made Burnout, and they're making Hot Pursuit, and now they're making Most Wanted.
Yeah. Well, the last Need for Speed game was pretty good, because I like the way with the storyline.
I'd never played the run.
Yeah.
I just like it because the woman in there has big tits.
Naturally.
I just hope they don't do any of the stupid quick time event things like.
Oh, they bug me.
I don't know, it just seemed really stupid at the time. Like, yeah. It's always been focused around cars.
And yeah.
I know it probably helped to the story and that, but I don't know. A quick thing about Forza, does it have the auction house like before?
I'm not sure yet. It's only the demo, so I'm assuming it will, because that wasn't that quite a success?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it might have, but obviously it's only the demo, so you're very limited you know, in what you can do.
Because I remember, I think it was Forza 3 or something.
Yeah.
It was like a sticker, and it had like a piggy bank on it, and it had I'm Rich on it, and I put it for the max amount. So I'm fucking bought it. I just got all the cars.
But that is one thing when the full Forza game's released, I do hope you still got all the like customization of your car.
Yeah, and all that. I love that.
So I really, really like that.
Because at the end of the day, I see it as, you know, if you're going to get something like that and you get, you know, the car you want, because they obviously play host to a very diverse variety of cars, you should have the option to make it your own.
Yeah, so it's your car, you should be able to.
Which is what, you know, not that I'm going to stray off course too much and go too much into detail, but I've said to like Stephen and Callum countless times, like with the whole, you know, Ultimate Team thing on FIFA, you should have the option to create your very own emblem and your own kit.
Yeah. Because I think this FIFA has been my first FIFA in like a couple of years.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
It's alright. I like it. Because last time I played it, you always felt like you were the person on the ball. Like, your one thing. But now it actually felt like it was separated. I don't know if that was a thing they did with 12 or 11.
Yeah, well, 12 was shit, so we don't want to do too much deeds about 12. In fact, 12 was so shit that the first, week of me having it, we all come to the conclusion that FIFA 12 is... It hurt us so much that we were slightly disappointed with FIFA 13 at the start, sort of like, not as excited or whatever as we thought we'd be. But we love it now. We kind of grew back into the old love for FIFA. Yeah.
Anyways, let's cut that conversation.
Yeah, quick. Leave it there.
That'll be the only football game talk this podcast. Hopefully for a while, to be honest. Okay, Callum, what have you been playing?
I've been getting back into Minecraft for the Xbox.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
What have you been building, Cal?
I just build random houses. I don't let Ricky in my world anymore after what happened last time.
The glass incident.
But we was on it last night and we kept dying. And he tried to trap me in a nether.
basically, what I did was...
Callum to hell.
I decided to, you know, back out of the game and load it up on the hardest difficulty. Right, and said, right, we're going to go to the nether. So we made us... Well, after about 30 minutes of trying to make the diamond sword because the fucking creepers are wankers. Like, he respawned in random places because apparently his bed has gone. So now he has to fucking make his way from God knows where. And then all you hear on Xbox is, fuck off, creepers! And then... So no, we eventually done it and we both went together, didn't we?
Yeah.
But I had a really good idea. So I said, right, Callum, what you do is, you go first, I'm going to make some more weapons for us. I'll join you. I've got a fucking diamond axe or sword. I've got a diamond sword, sorry. And I've got a bucket of water because you put some water over it as well. I was like hacking at one of the obsidian. Obsidian, is it obsidian?
Yeah. Is that the thing what can't. No, that's Neverrock, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever it is that makes the port. I can't. Yeah, it's obsidian.
Yeah.
I was fucking going at it with this sword. I was thinking in my head, Callum, this is what we want. This is what the people who are listening want. This is what everyone wants. Just going at it.
Go there.
Minecraft made a new fucking portal and he was behind me.
but I didn't get blown up again, so.
Yeah.
No, I remember when I first played the trial for that when they brought it out, because some poor man bought it on the Xbox. But yeah, I was just thinking, wow, this is really fucking hard. Because it was just like billions of creepers in like a little opening area they start out for you on the trial.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, shit, how do I do this? Because all I had, I think, was a stick. Not even a sword, just a stick. Token I couldn't stick. Even use it as a weapon.
When I first got the trial, I thought it was the best thing in the world when I found a plant that you could hold. And I tried to use that to like knock down like wood, like, you know, bits of wood and bring up some dirt and stuff. And I was like, yeah, this is a really good tool. What is it? It's a fucking flower. And I now realise there's more to it than that.
You thought it was a spanker.
Yeah, I thought I found something epic. And the fact that you could, like, fucking... Like, the first 30, 40 minutes of that trial, I was killing chickens. And enjoying that motherfucker.
Can you get the saddle in the Xbox one?
Yeah, yeah, you can ride a pig. I rode a pig.
Just get that pig and... make it squeal. I think I've been playing that because I've been trying to install a lot of stuff on my computer.
Oh, right.
I've been playing Minecraft a lot on there. Really, all I did was build houses. Yeah. And I made a big one inside of a mountain.
I did that on Ricky's world.
Yeah.
Made a random house.
Yeah, but you're not using it for anything. You had all these good ideas this in my world. Yeah, I'm going to build it. I was like, yeah, that's a really good idea. Let me help you. I mean, you know, he's doing it. You obviously done all the work. But then, I don't know what, a month or two later, I said, just see if an Xbox. What the fuck is he doing with that house? It's just an abandoned house in my fucking cliff. Because we built a beautiful castle, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. I built your path.
Yeah, lovely wood plank path that Cannon built that creepers have destroyed now. It's the fucking hardest difficulty.
Oh, fucking creepers.
And it's saved. And it's saved as well. So, you've got to go back to the drawing board.
That's going to be it. And our slides that...
God, that slide was like the best thing in the world. Because it's blocked, you obviously couldn't make a very sort of round slide. So we sort of blocked this slide going dun, 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 like an S in the air, but going down towards a house that we built on the water with like an underground thing made out of glass. Beautiful.
It's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore. After last night, it's not there. We went on it yesterday. When we was all building, it took three of us to build it. Me and Callum went on it yesterday because Steve was doing coursework.
Oh.
And I was like, we was both like, it was a pause, wasn't it? It's just, yeah, this is quite shit, isn't it? You know? Then I said, do it, but this is another thing we didn't use. So I took Cannon down into my underground facility. Oh. And we broke all the glass and it filled up with water and we had to escape. Oh. So, eventful.
And then you tried to bury me alive.
Yes. I tricked him and said, right, try and go underwater and try and dig down as far as you possibly can. And then he went, oh, I'll try it. So he's digging down. I was picking up the dirt and I was just like trying to fucking shovel it on top of him. He was like, sure, I can breathe down this. So I thought, alright, I'll get you, you bastard. So I dug next to it in a little hole. I don't know how it was. Fucking water flooded, then he was attacking me and it was just pandemonium. It was lovely.
I remember I was playing with one of my friends and a creeper got into this house and we built a fucking fortress. I am not even lying.
Yeah,
it had like a metal door where you had to press a button from the inside. Somehow it got in. Yeah, I was downstairs building a new bit and I've made like this lava fountain somehow. It fucking blows up. This is the same one as the cliff house. Now, when I spawned, it blew up my bed as well. I spawned where I started off. You can see the house, just lava spewing down the mountain. And I'm like, well, that's fucked.
So this creeper managed to get into your...
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of...
It got past my defences.
Is if, like, the creeper knows... Is it... Who's the guy from Planet of the Apes? If the creeper's father had, like, fucking Alzheimer's, gave him that... What is it? The AA one
know.
Fucking yeah. something, and he's, like, some super smart fucking creeper now. And you all need to beware.
It's just, like, a super secret espionage creeper. Okay, I've been playing XCOM. Have you heard of that?
I have, but no. I haven't played it.
You would like it. You like them real-time strategy things?
Yes, I really do.
It's like that. Basically, XCOM was like an old game back on the PC, like before I could comprehend computers. But, right. Well, barely now, but still. Anyways, you get a squad of four.
Right.
Like soldiers, marines, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
And basically, the Earth's being attacked. But it does it in like a real-time thing. You're not a first-person game.
Right.
Like, you command these people where to go. And it's just... At first, I thought, oh, this might not be my cup of tea. Because, like, I don't really go into the RTSs, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it was really good. Like, just the management of it. And you can actually name your characters.
Oh wow.
So I named one of them, I think it was Skiddle Fiddlebutt or something. This is my first person. And yeah, and you take them through, and when they die, and you have to recruit new soldiers.
Oh wow.
And like past that, you, I think it's like a secret corporation, like you're funded by all these different governments. It's got like a globe map, and you have to go to the places where I went to Glasgow yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
And you have to help them out. If not, that area gets a bit of warning, and like they won't fund you or do anything for you.
I think Glasgow got money to fuck.
Yeah. They just give you bags of coke. And yeah, and it's basically all about building this base, researching aliens and shit like that.
Sounds really good.
I have a sad story.
Stickily wickily wally bollocks die.
Fiddle butt skiddle.
Yeah, that one. Did he die?
She died, yeah.
She
died.
You named the lady that.
Yeah.
It's better sick than twisted next. Man.
It's like my own Skyrim player. I couldn't be bothered to name her, so I just called her Playara. Yeah, she died, she got shot in the face.
That's nice.
And there's like this little, in the barracks bit where you go, it's got like a a wall, and that's the picture of like the person there.
So do you have a character that you personally control, or do you play the omniscient role, sort of like God looking down and highlighting units?
It's a bit of both. Like,
so it's like a Dynasty Warriors?
No, not like that. It's like, we're not talking about Dynasty Warriors again in another podcast, for fuck's sake. No, but it's like, you're addressed as the commander.
Right.
But, like, if you want to go to your base, you're just, like, out of view. Like, you never see your character.
Okay. I see. Yeah.
Like, you have your little helper person, they tell you what to do and shit.
Mm. So it's not like a Civilization Revolution when you had, like, well, made basically Civ, because even the new one on the computer is, like, turn-based.
Yeah, it's made by the same people.
Is it? What, is it Revolution?
It's 2K, yeah.
2K, that's
it's
2K, so, yeah.
But... yeah, I really recommend looking into that.
It's, I think I might.
Sounds pretty
well, I think you might for me.
No, there's a demo on Xbox Live now, which you can download and play for a little bit.
Oh, it's an Xbox game?
Yeah, it's on console as well, which is really surprising for like an RTS.
Is it an actual game, or Xbox game, or is it arcade? Or?
No, it's an actual
disc
copy. Yeah. I picked it up today from a shop.
Oh, did you buy it outright?
No, I rented.
Oh, okay.
Famous vintage shop for games.
Yeah, I rented both Dishonored and XCOM, but
now,
I haven't played Dishonored yet.
Oh, so I was going to say, can you tell me about Dishonored? Because I've seen the trailer for it, and I have to admit, it does look alright.
Yeah.
And usually I'm quite critical, as you know.
Yeah, last episode, the episode of hate!
The amount of hate that I got after that episode.
Yeah, we didn't speak for about a week.
No. And then you come up to me that day after college, like, are we all right? And I was like, yeah, we're fine.
Can we still do the podcast?
I didn't even know what was going on. I just thought we were just going about our business. Yeah. And I get, are we all right? Of course we are, mate.
Because my son said it, I was like, you know, he's got room. And I just blind rage, and then I just passed out because it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. But, oh shit, that's going to be air for this week. Because we're recording on Friday today, so... usually I give myself the weekend to do it, but I guess I'm still doing that now, but I've got a bit of a struggle to do it if I'm going to get it out to you folks on Wednesday.
This is true.
You can do it.
I guess we have faith in you.
It's not you can, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You've got no choice.
Unless the recording fucks up again.
Yeah.
Let's hope not.
Okay, slight change of schedule. We're not going to do sequels. Because we just had a little break and we sort of got a bit teary-eyed, didn't we?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're going to talk about character deaths, what meant a lot to us. A lot. So, I wouldn't listen to this bit if you haven't played most of the games, because we will be spoiling some stuff, like deaths, to be honest. Okay, Callum, you can start.
Probably got to be Joker's death in the last Batman game.
Spoilers.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Is that an end of the era of the Joker?
Well, I don't think they've ever killed him, to be honest.
You can't kill the Joker. He's like Batman. He makes Batman.
Well, it's like what Heath Ledger said in The Dark Knight. Like, Oh, he's dead as well.
We're sorry.
We killed the Joker twice.
Yeah, I didn't... Because Mark Hamill, who plays the Joker, he did sort of come out like, yeah, I'm done with this gig now, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
Was announced pre...
Gotta kill Joker!
Yeah, but... I thought Batman would have died in it.
Yeah, or Robin.
Well, Robin weren't really a character if you don't.
Yeah, but I still would have thought he would have died. Because I didn't like Robin in that game, so I hoped he died.
I wanted them to bring Nightwing into the story.
Yeah, he was just a downloadable, like, extra character.
The challenge pack, I think. Yeah, I like that.
He looks cool.
Okay, Steven.
When the main character in Red Dead Redemption dies at the end. That was quite sad because he sort of, you get attached to him throughout the game and then he dies like protecting his family.
It's
upsetting.
It's alright, mate. It's over now. That bit in the bomb beforehand, yeah. Like you just hear him go like, and like, I've killed this many people in Mexico, and then they just shoot you down.
Oh, like you get the Deadeye thing, and I might be able to kill all these, and then you die, and it just doesn't work.
Oh.
It is sad, but then you get to be his son.
His son's a twat.
Yeah, his son is a twat. No, but the one thing about Red Dead, like when they played the music, like when you're going across Mexico, just some of that music they played in the game is brilliant. Like,
yeah, really, I really like
that. I might play it again tonight.
I broke my one way exit.
Well, mine's broken because that horse is flying and shit.
I think that's everyone's game. Nah, but I'd probably say Red Dead's one of my favourite games of all time, to be honest.
Probably same, but it is the same for me as well. I love that game.
Yeah, I never played the original one, so I don't know if it's a lot better than the original. So, yeah, it's not.
No, Red Dead Redemption is a lot better than Red Dead Revolver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Red Dead Revolver, it was cack, to be honest. I never really played that much of it.
Very good game. Very sad.
It's okay.
Little crap from the penis. Okay, Ricky.
Winston and his wife's death in Sleeping Dogs, man. Let's get married.
Oh, that's a bit...
Fucking that. Oh. Look at lump of
that's a bit...
It's not pink.
That game ain't old. That's quite new.
Yeah, but it's irrelevant. It's still a game that... Some of our characters died.
Oh, my one literally came out last month, so...
I hate it, because they're getting married, and...
But then you get...
And these Chinese people shoot them!
It's like, you do that.
And dead! And your new fucking white suit is in blood, covered in blood, and he's... Oh.
Can't return
He could not love them long time.
Didn't Winston's wife beforehand, like... What's his name? Wei Shen, meet Wei Shen, like, grab his testes.
No, that was a friend.
Oh, that was a mate. No, my bad. A friend. Anyway, that was that. That's what got me. I love because I love that game.
That's a mini game.
I felt so sad.
No,
I was horrible.
They did that mission before when you're like driving her about and like you go to the mine
street
and beat up a load of monsters.
I love that mission so much. Oh, I love it. Oh, but I got so confused as to where you had to find. Was it that flower?
Yeah.
I was like in the Akron Monastery with a monk next to me just looking at a shrine thinking, is it here? do I wait for 5 minutes? Is the screen going to go black? Is it just going to pop and go, you know, there it is? Or is that monk going to kill me?
It's just like, there's fucking flowers everywhere.
I love that game, but I had to redo that mission because I got right stuck into fighting monks and they beat the shit out of me. But
I remember I had a gun, so...
Oh, did you have a gun? I just like to use my hands.
Shoot the shit out of
I loved
killed,
it.
I killed every monk there.
That was quite emotional.
It was very emotional.
And at the end when Jackie died. I like Jackie.
Oh, that was so sad!
You get to call Jackie.
They did fuck all for it, though.
I know.
Like, it was just like, oh, Jackie, where are you? He's just like, bloodied up, hanging.
He's just waiting, saying, no, Jackie! Oh, I've got to do my mission now.
You just hit it over the face and then you get that fucking nice machete.
Yeah. I love the mission when you have to fight. Oh, what's the guy in the sauna?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that mission. And yeah, don't say the ending because he hasn't completed it yet.
Did you know Thingy died?
No.
Spoilers.
Did you know that
Winston died?
No.
Oh shit! We ruined him. I'm sorry, Callum. God, you should have said something.
I'm not bothered. I don't mind knowing the end of games. Yeah, don't bother me that much.
Oh god.
I don't like it. I like to.
Yeah.
I like to be surprised.
It's like
I'm not. I don't know. Oh,
if you can't,
this
but
is
you
where
can't.
Winston dies. Oh, this is where Grandma Winston chops up a man.
Grandma Winston. <name. laughs> I don't know her name.
Shut up, you're ruining the game.
Oh shit! I'm sorry, Callum. You know that bit when Wei Shen finds out he's a woman?
Yeah. Oh my god! Oh, that mission. Oh. I was looking for the option to skip. I couldn't fucking do it. I fucking hate it. Trust me, it's not. The only thing that will spoil is your fucking life and your livelihood.
It was like the opposite of a lady boy.
I know!
It was a boy lady.
Trust me, when you see what he's packing.
Oh, wait, flames.
That's not a cock either.
Oh, it's inverted. Anyway.
Naturally, that didn't actually happen with being sarcastic.
Yes.
He hasn't fit completed it.
Also, if you. We did warn you, and I'll probably put in the spoiler horn effect. What are you doing?
Nothing.
He was making like ant eyes with his headphones.
Leave me be! This is how I mourn the loss of Winston and Cole.
I'm an ant. Anyway, Spring. Okay, so my game is. I didn't really care about it, but. Steven stole mine.
Hello.
But the guy you play out as L.A. Noir shows you how much he means to me. I don't even remember his name.
Carl something, isn't it?
Cole.
Yeah, Cole.
Something
Cole.
Cole.
Yeah.
I didn't say Kyle.
Why did I think it was Ryan?
You're talking to Ryan?
No, that's just wishful thinking.
Yeah. No, I'm not. They sort of wasted that, if anything. Like, they just thought, oh, fuck it, we're not doing a sequel. Bang.
Yeah, well, it would have been a lot better to leave him alive.
Yeah,
it would have made a lot more sense.
At least kill him in the fucking second one. I mean, I loved them game. That game.
But like, even if they weren't going to make a sequel, there's no need to kill him. At the end.
Yeah, it's like, sort of, it just made no sense.
Like, it's just you're in the water duct thing, and like,
you're curious. I haven't actually completed the game.
Oh.
It's sort of like the ending of Titanic where that.
If you move over, bitch, you better get on as well. Wait, what about the retard? No, that Jack, you know the bloke who you become, sort of. Like, why don't you just help him up?
Yeah.
It's just not.
Do you know what? I'm going to quote that fucking film. I love the song, the Titanic song by Whitney Houston. Hold on. I won't let go, Jack. What does that bitch do? She lets him go.
She pushes him.
If I should ditch your nipple here to fucking... Oh, shit, I let him go. No! Her dad works at hospital where my dad works. I just thought I'd let you know. I'm not telling you where that is because...
What, Whitney Houston's dad?
Yeah, Whitney... No! Kate Winslet's dad. Oh. He's a surgeon. Him and my dad talk.
Ooh.
I want her number.
Oh.
He's not giving it to me.
I got a piece of paper telling me I can't be within 30 Jeez. Meters. Not landing McDonald's anymore.
By the way, that's salad fingers. If you really want to know, go on YouTube and just type it in and watch the one with nettles. Sticking nettles.
Oh, that's weird.
Just salad fingers, nettles, and you'll understand. And you'll start doing it as well. Yeah. You have a girlfriend to start doing it, she might dump you, don't worry about that. But
it's known as a sex move as well, to be honest. So.
Fucking, it's creepy as hell. My sister showed it to me. Not the sex move! Not a sex move! She showed me the salad fingers. We need to wrap up. Anyway, moving on.
So that, well, okay, so that's all we got time for this week. I'm sorry it's short and sweet, but we have a lot of work to do, and to be honest, yeah, we're sort of running out of battery as well. So, yeah, we may come back to you
next week, if anything, in short, we'll show off a segment.
Nice and premature.
Ooh, yeah. Just like our Steve Matthews. Okay, so from 8 Bit Something, I'm your host Ryan.
I'm Rick.
I'm Steve.
I'm Callum.
And we say
goodbye!
8 Bit Something, and we are back in...